Ezechiel. Chapter 29. In the tenth year, in the tenth month, on the twelfth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and prophesy against him, and against all Egypt. Speak, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, Pharaoh king of Egypt, the great monster that lies in the midst of his rivers, who has said, My river is my own, and I have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales, and I will bring you up out of the midst of your rivers, and all the fish of your rivers shall stick to your scales. And I will leave you thrown into the wilderness, you and all the fish of your rivers, you shall fall upon the open fields, you shall not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given you for food the beasts of the field and to the fowls of the heaven. And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because they have been a staff of Ra to the house of Israel. When they took hold of you by your hand, you did break, and tear all their shoulders, and when they leaned upon you, you broke, and made all their backs to shake. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will bring a sword upon you, and cut off man and beast out of you. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am the Lord, because he has said, The river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore I am against you, and against your rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the Tower of Sion even unto the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years, and I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet thus says the Lord God, At the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people among whom they were scattered. And I will bring again the captives of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Pithros, into the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a lowly kingdom. It shall be the lowest of the kingdoms, neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel, which brings their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them, but they shall know that I am the Lord God. And it came to pass in the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon caused his army to serve a great service against Tyre, every head was made bald, and every shoulder was rubbed raw, yet had he no wages, nor his army, from Tyre, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt unto Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude, and take her wealth, and take her plunder, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor for which he served against it, because they wrought for me, says the Lord God. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to spring forth, and I will open your mouth to speak in the midst of them, and they shall know that I am the Lord.